come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback.
More a solo. But tonight,
don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. Rest.
Okay, so we're here with Steve Mueller on the corner of Main Street and Wall Street, and today is the 28th of January. We're 2 days away from the big launch of where you can watch Steve Mueller on the corner of Main Street and Wall Street live, as I say it, as I talk it. You'll be able to watch that right at globalcrowdtv.com and on our live stream, our page at livestream.com. And I think they're going to start marketing and advertising that today, and so people will be able to actually sign up to, watch me on demand or watch me live every day. So I've been waiting for this day for about a week now. I had come on about a week ago talking about all the changes at Global Crowd TV, and you guys have been listening to me to like smash it and talk about Global Crowd TV and talk about all the stuff that's upcoming. But I had talked about, you know, the Regulation A and how Global Crowd TV is only going to be doing Regulation A securities offerings. And I had a couple of people who heard it, and we've established relationships already with at the corporate levels of Waddell & Reed, like 9,000 registered investment advisors, and with LPL Financial, that's 12,800 registered investment advisors. And what's really big about that, a lot of people don't understand, registered investment advisors are getting beat up with all these losers with the Regulation Ds and crowdfunding and stuff like that. With having those types of relationships, and people have to remember that mostly registered investment advisors don't always work with sophisticated or accredited investors. A lot of them are non-accredited, and a lot of them haven't been able to participate and all this other stuff. And with Regulation A, remember people, you don't have to be accredited, or you could be non-accredited, accredited to invest. It's not like this BS with this snorefest Title II, Title III crowdfunding where investors have to give their tax returns and establish a net worth before they can make an investment. None of that BS applies to a Regulation A securities offering, and that's really what's going to separate Global Crowd TV starting here on the 30th from all these other, if I get to swear until Thursday, so all this other bullshit in the market. Place all this crap with, you know, this Title II, Title III. Anything that has to do with crowdfunding is a joke, people. Anytime that you would have to have an investor go through turning over tax returns and bank statements and appraisals and property tax statements to figure out if they can make an investment or not an investment is the absolute stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire lifetime. And that's what's going to separate Global Crowd TV from all the other crap that's out there in this industry, all that Reg D BS crap garbage. Is the ability for any investor to make an investment. And then we have parallel Regulation S securities offerings, which allows for non-U.S. citizens to invest in these companies as well. And here's what's really going to set us apart. People had heard me talk about Regulation A's for the last week, and I've been approached by a lot of investors. And we did a go ahead and we took in a bunch of investment dollars from private investors, and we did it for this reason. Here's the biggest reason. Here's one. I think this might – I've always said, oh, we got big announcements, but I think today's my favorite one. Starting today, starting immediately, there are no upfront costs of money of any kind at Global Crowd TV. No ongoing recurring costs for companies that are listed at Global Crowd TV. Here's the deal. No money out of your pocket. If you're even doing a Regulation A from $5 million to $50 million, and that's under the new Regulation A+, and you have to get a financial audit, don't worry about it, folks. We've already got it covered. We've got investors here that are going to be part of Global Crowd TV, and they're part of the positions that we have in each one of our companies, and part of the money that they've invested in the Global Crowd TV is going to go to cover all costs of state filings, all costs of federal filings, all legal preparation, all legal reviews of the companies that we choose to work with on our joint ventures, and everything, including financial audits for companies that need them and can't afford them. So guess what, people? Not only at Global Crowd TV can every single investor who wants to make an investment without having to turn over tax returns and pay stubs and all that other BS. They can, like I said, everybody can make an investment, but let's just take it one step further. Everybody can invest. We have relationships with all these registered investment advisors and stuff. We're working with Regulation A securities, which are immediately, if anyone knows about Regulation A, let me give you a real quick rundown of why Regulation A completely dominates anything Regulation D will ever be able to accomplish. One, if you're an investor and you want to invest in a Reg D, you have to go through this long, it's like a mortgage application. You have to go through this third-party group that says if you're accredited, non-accredited, you got to give over tax returns, pay stubs, all this other stuff. And then if you are lucky enough to make an investment, you get securities that are considered illiquid. And illiquid means that you can't trade them, transfer them, sell them, anything. You're stuck with them. Under Regulation A, homie, guess what? You get, not only can you just invest
immediately in a company without having to go through all that crap, your securities are considered liquid. And guess what? You can trade them, transfer them, sell them, whatever you want to do. Global Crowd TV is just is establishing a secondary marketplace for people who want to post their securities for sale if they choose to sell them. It's called placing an ask. You know, you paste an ask where I'm selling these securities, and people will be able to bid on those securities and buy them. This is what's great. So not only are companies going to be able to issue a more superior class of security to their investor, also at Global Crowd TV, because why are investors coming to Global Crowd TV? Think about this. And people, I listen to this garbage from entrepreneurs all the time. It's like, well, you know, I don't want to go through the reporting requirements of a Regulation D. Well, guess what, buddy? Did it ever just occur to you that an investor probably would like to see quarterly financials and year-end audit financials of an investment they have? Did that ever just really, does it dawn upon your head? So at Global Crowd TV, each one of those companies have, you know, quarterly reporting requirements, whether it be unaudited financial statements every quarter and then year-end audited financial statements. And if that's a worry of any of these companies, obviously build it into, you know, the amount of capitalization that you need to start your company. Think about that for 2 years and adjust that cost accordingly. So once again, Global Crowd TV, all the companies that are at Global Crowd TV and coming in and everything, every company that we're picking right now, starting immediately here today, we'll be revising some offers we have with some companies. We will be going to a no upfront cost position in those companies. They'll have no upfront cost. We do take, I think it's obviously a cost of production doing a public securities offering, a true public securities offering, not just garbage crowdfunding, whatever cost. Well, you post your stuff on a website and whatever. That's just crap. True cost of a true public offering. There's obviously a cost on that comes off the back end, and then we're a true equitable partner, so we take a diluted equity position in the company for doing the Regulation A. But once again, there's no money that comes out of your pocket up front, no money that's charged you on a revolving basis or any of that stuff. We're your true equity partner. We're an equity participant in your company immediately right out the gates, and we'll be working with you as to get your company registered in Regulation A or Regulation A plus when that's available with the Securities and Exchanges Commission, doing any of the state filings that are necessary, and getting you out doing a true public securities offering with true liquid securities. Global Crowd TV is, here's the difference. There are investment bankers in this industry, and then there are the turds, the website runners and all this third-party intermediary crowdfunding, whatever. It doesn't make any sense to me, whatever it is. That's what Global Crowd TV is. We're the investment banker side. We're going to be true investment bankers with each one of you. We'll probably be invested into each company, you know, $10,000 before they ever get out to raising capital. So if you're a company out there today that's looking to partner with a true investment banking firm, not just post some public garbage on a website, but actually have you come in, you know, prepare a true securities, a true SEC filing, file a Reg A with the Securities and Exchanges Commission, actually be out with a true public securities offering that actual institutional investment managers, fund managers, and investment advisors will actually want to participate in. Newsflash to the world. Registered investment advisors generally don't want to participate, or in fact, even at their corporate levels, don't want them to participate in Regulation D's. Reg D's are, like I said, it's a nice security if you're like looking to start like a neighborhood bar. You know, you need like 10 grand, 15 grand or something to, you know, get some stock and inventory to open a bar. But for a real company, it doesn't really make any sense. So once again, all companies at globalcrowdtv.com. If you have a true, and once again, we're pretty selective. If you look at the companies that are at globalcrowdtv.com, I think we just have the initial 10 that I've announced here on the radio. We're announcing two more tomorrow's broadcast. I'm obviously waiting to do that live here on Global Crowd TV. And then we have some big private equity firms are coming on. Everybody wanted to wait until the show was going to be on TV. So I've got a lot of big interviews with, I've been touting about one for a while with one of the guys who runs the financial advisory services for the NBA and the NFL. He's one of the guys who endorses investment advisors who want to work with professional athletes. So we're going to be able to talk to some professional athletes and things along those lines. And but everybody wanted to wait until it was on TV. So the set is already done. I am going to be on hiatus tomorrow, which is Wednesday, as they prepare for everything for the live tapings on Thursday. So for all of you who are waiting to hear from me tomorrow. You just won't. I got to get ready. In fact, I should probably get a haircut, maybe shed a couple pounds before everything kicks off here on Thursday. So it's pretty exciting. So that's going to be exciting. We're going to be getting a lot of these new offers out to these companies. And once again, true joint venture for company, Global Crowd TV. And that's what's going to be fun. I mean, don't take us the wrong way. We're the only ones doing this. We're the only ones who even thought about doing direct public offerings under a joint venture, under Regulation A. Everybody wants to take the easy route. It's easy to do a Regulation D. I get all these solicitations when we do filings with the SEC from all these, I call them, I hate to say this, but it's just true, these failed mortgage brokers, failed real estate agents, people who failed in a different industry seem to be able to find these Regulation D templates online, and then they email me like, oh, you know, we can prepare your Reg Ds for you, we have this website, we have all these investors, and all this crap. It's just such a murky, disgusting industry at times, and I get frustrated because I sit here and I see these amazing business plans and these amazing startup companies coming through. One of these companies that did email me back, they had an early emergency warning system, and they were funded before we ever got to talk to them. But it's those types of technologies that I cannot wait. I mean, I'm going to have to sit here tomorrow when I'm not on the air and call the company. So I just was just totally blown away by it. I can't, now that we have more capitalization here at Global Crowd TV, than I'll be honest, and I would even know what to do with, I can't wait to get involved with some of these companies. And there's some companies that couldn't wait for us to get ready here in February. I'm going to go back out and contact and get them back in the loop, because don't take this the wrong way. I know they're not capitalized, unfortunately. I know where they went, and, you know, they could have even easily defined capitalization from a cactus, then go to these crappy websites. And, you know, hopefully we're going to raise the bar. I mean, I know big firms like Andreessen and Horowitz, you know, put millions of dollars into a company called CrowdTilt. That's right, I said a crowd till. Who the hell? Who? Never even heard of you. So, I mean, hopefully, you know, Global Crowd TV, we're going to put a big dent in this market. I promise you, it's an exclusive agreement to be with Global Crowd TV, but at the end of the day, it's a Regulation A securities offering, not some garbage dump crowdfunding Reg D. Whatever, you know what I mean? What's even better about, imagine this. It's not that just because we have these Regulation A securities offerings that makes us like this superior, stellar brand as compared to everybody else. It's everything else. That's a part of it. Imagine you're an investor. You can go to Global Crowd TV here starting on the 30th, and you can open an account online. It takes maybe, it would take a monkey 5 minutes, like an ape, you know, 5 minutes to open an account at Global Crowd TV. You don't have to make any opening deposits. And guess what? You can do it all online. You open an investment account. Boom! You have an investment account at Global Crowd TV. From there, you can then look at the companies and watch the videos we have with these companies, watch the interviews, look at the financial statements, look at the SEC filings, look at the investment prospectus. And if you want to make an investment, it's very simple. You click invest. And then there's this amazing thing, it's called a drop-down box that shows up, and you pick the number of securities you want to buy. And what's great about Global Crowd TV is that the earlier investors get like an extra. So let's just say like a company has a common stock offering, and they're offering, you know, 1 million shares. Well, maybe the first, let's just say, 200,000 shares are at, let's just say, $1 a share, where the next 200,000 are maybe at $1.50 a share, and then so on and so forth as more shares are sold. The earlier in investors have got, you know, a little bit of a they got a little bit of a premium, as opposed to the people who came in late were probably at the least amount of exposure. So you got that. So you can make an investment in a company. Guess what? You can invest from start to finish, subscription agreement, investment, and getting your stock certificates all online. You don't have to print anything, fax, scan, email. You don't have to send a check. You don't have to send a bank wire. You can complete all of your investment documents right online. And when you choose to invest, because we already have your information for when you open the account, guess what? It auto-populates onto the subscription agreement. I know, amazing concept, right? Technology. And so when it's auto-populated there, you just read the terms of the subscription agreement or the terms of the investment, and you choose the number of shares you want to buy, and you hit submit. And then it goes off to the company. And then the company will choose if they accept that investment or not. And they hit accept. And when they hit accept, it comes back to you. And then you do an e-check online. You just type in your check information, type it in, and then you hit submit. And when you hit submit, guess what? Your investment's done. You didn't print anything, fax anything, scan anything. And as soon as that check clears the bank, you get digital stock certificates deposited into what? Your online investment account at Global Crowd TV. And then guess what? You get the paper copy sent to you in the mail in 1 to 3 business days. And you get a tracking number, which is amazing, right? All this technology is what sets us apart. And then, let's just say 3 years down the road, you want to sell your position in that company. Well, guess what? That company has already submitted 3 years of quarterly financial returns, and they're all posted at Global Crowd TV. There's 2 to 3 years of audited financials. Guess what? Post at Global Crowd TV. So when you go to sell your shares, it's easy for the company or the person who's considering buying them, because here it is: you have 3 years of financial information from the company, you've got 3 years of letters from the CEO, and you have 3 years of quarterly video statements from the CEO talking about the state of the company and where it's at. And then the company's always updating its page at Global Crowd TV as well. If anybody else has this, or if anybody else is even playing in the same marketplace or playing with the same concept we are, please email me. And there's a lot of great companies out there. I have the utmost respect for the people at Angel.co. I think they were revolutionary long before crowdfunding ever became crowdfunding. The guys at EquityNet, I forget his name, and I highly apologize. I forget the founder's name of EquityNet. They were doing investment banking on this level long before it was ever established by crowdfunding. For people looking at real estate, I think Realty Shares, I give those three companies, and only those three companies, to be honest with you, only those three companies, the utmost respect in this industry. And I consider them almost peers in this industry, even though I've only had very limited interactions with the guys over at Realty Shares. And I think I would love to, do a partnership with a firm like Realty Shares, even though we have two different concepts. They're more Reg D's. We're all Reg A's. And, you know, we're going to have something that's like Realty Shares, which is just going to be even, I think, once again, I love those guys. I love what they do. But ours is going to be a little bit better because, once again, we're talking about Regulation A securities, open to all investors. Investors can sell their shares. Or transfer their shares as well. The securities are registered at the Securities and Exchanges Commission, so there's a heightened level of transparency, which, no offense, that's what attracts investors. Investors, after the meltdown of 2008, 9, 10, whatever it is, if we're still in it, that's what they want. They want transparency. They don't want to write somebody a check and then walk away and then it's like, hey, what's going on? You know what I mean? And what's great about Global Crowd TV for the entrepreneur or for the business owner is simple as this. Communication with the investor. You're giving quarterly financials for unaudited financial reports to the investor every quarter. They're posted at Global Crowd TV. The investors can go there and see them. Year-end audited financial statements. They're posted at Global Crowd TV and emailed to all the investors through Global Crowd TV. The investors can go there and see them. Our CEOs are giving monthly letters from the CEO stating, like, hey, here's where we're at with the company. Here's what's going on. Here's your monthly update. Every quarter, through Global Crowd TV's business TV division, and with everybody having just a simple desktop video camera and a small microphone, our CEOs join us live on TV, and our investors can join via phone, telephone, or via voice over IP or video, just like Skype, and they can listen to the CEO come on, talk about the state of the company, and answer any questions from investors. Well, guess what, Mr. CEOs, and guess what, investors? This is the perfect structured communication for an alternative investment, venture with between the investors and the entrepreneurs. You don't have to chase them down to see where things are at, where is the money at, how are things going, because there's a structured way of reporting. It's almost like an OTCQX company, how they report. It's structured, and it leaves the investor fully informed and not having to chase down members of the company to see where things are at. And it allows the entrepreneur to focus on business and not have to devote certain aspects of a day to talking to their investors and so on. People always tell me, like, well, there's extra time in having to prepare quarterly financial statements. That's a bunch of hogwash. That's absolute BS and crap. If you use QuickBooks, even if you use online banking with Wells Fargo, you can print a set of quarterly unaudited financials in about 5 minutes. So that's a bunch of hogwash and crap. And if you're a company that doesn't have the basic sense of just general accounting, you probably shouldn't take in investor dollars anyway. And anyone who says, like, well, you know, audited financials is an extra expense. It's a couple grand for a company. Of course, if the company's bigger, like some $50 million company, well, yeah, it's going to cost a little bit more, but you have $50 million. I think you can scrape together the amount of money it costs to do audits. So let's just all be serious. It's absolutely ridiculous. And to sit down and write a letter from the CEO about the progress and where the company's at, well, you should be doing that as a CEO of a company with investors, whether you're public reporting through Global Crowd TV or you're private anyway. And the quarterly video conference, guess what? If you really add up all the time, if you're not keeping your investors fully informed constantly, if you add up the time you're going to have to waste in talking to them and updating them, as opposed to just coming on TV once every quarter for maybe an hour out of your precious day, I'm quite positive the time savings on the Global Crowd TV side is substantially more than it is when you're running around trying to update everybody on your own. So, once again, I'm not putting down the other websites out there and so on and so forth, but Global Crowd TV is just playing on a different league. And once we get out this week and we get the new companies in and start taking investment dollars here on the 17th of February, we will quickly become the most dominant player in the industry. There's no doubt about it. Nobody's even talking about doing what we're doing right now. I don't even know what other people are doing. I mean, I know it's like, oh, some Reg D's and put some stuff on a website, you know, and just destroy these investors as they have to go through these mind-numbing aspects of, you know, are they accredited, not accredited. It's just ridiculous. So that's Global Crowd TV. So I'm going to take here, I've chattered on for about 25 minutes. I'm going to take about a five-minute break here. I'll be right back. I'm going to talk a little bit more about Global Crowd TV. So if you don't like it, you better find another station. I'll be right back.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades. Changes, and then the Renaissance came. And times
right, so we're back here with Steve Mueller in the corner of Main Street and Wall Street, and I think the two songs that I chose today for the intro, then the mid part of the show here, were just about fitting for where Global Crowd TV is today. We started with the LL Cool J's Mama Said Knock You Out, and I promise you this, and I believe this, unless somebody's going to come along and match what it is that we're doing with Regulation A's and complete online investments. And one thing I didn't even talk about was the Global Crowd TV self-directed IRA program. Let me hit on that really quick. Most of the firms that are out there with these alternative investment forums, websites, and so on and so forth that say they have self-directed IRA programs are basically kind of like joint ventures or working with a third-party affiliate for their self-directed IRAs for their custodian portions of what is a self-directed IRA. Here at Global Crowd TV, we have something that's completely different. We have true in-house self-directed IRA professionals that work with Global Crowd TV for our self-directed IRA program. So our investors, if they call in to our phone numbers here at Global Crowd TV, can talk to one of our self-directed IRA professionals. It's not like it's from it's not like they're with another company that's, you know, located down the street, down another state, another country, as far as I know. They're actually right here. So when one of our investment bankers is speaking with, you know, an investor who is thinking about opening a self-directed IRA or has a Global Crowd TV self-directed IRA, it has a question about the ability or questions on how to put investments inside of that IRA, the investment banker can simply walk out in the hallway, grab one of the self-directed IRA people, pull them into an office, and actually speak with the client live on the phone right there. It's not something that's going to happen. I guarantee that's not happening with any other of these alternative investment companies out there. So that is one big aspect that is that once again just further puts Global Crowd TV further down the road and ahead of everybody else that's in this Global Crowd. This not Global Crowd, but in this crowdfunding Reg D. Element that is today's investment banking world. So, you know, with Global Crowd TV, also don't forget the aspects of the broadcast that we have coming up on the 17th. The broadcast, the shows that are going to be on Global Crowd TV, the schedule is now up at Global Crowd TV. Go to globalcrowdtv.com, click on broadcast schedule, and you'll be able to see all the daily and weekly shows that are coming up on Global Crowd TV. The big push we have here coming up, because coming up here from the 1st to the 15th, is to get all of our on-air personalities and all of our investment bankers' information up at Global Crowd TV. We'll be doing that here throughout the course of this next week. So that's going to be kind of exciting, as well as you start to meet some of the new people. I'll be bringing them on here onto the air as well. Here starting on Thursday. And don't forget, Steve Mueller, Corner Main Street and Wall Street goes to a 90-minute broadcast starting on Thursday. And you can see my lovely face every day during the broadcast at globalcrowdtv.com and also on demand. That'll also be at globalcrowdtv.com, on YouTube, and at live stream on our live stream page. So that'll all be some fun and exciting stuff to see me live in HD and full color every day. And all that's nice stuff. So, so like I said, we got so many changes, so many things. We started back in December where, like, Global Crowd TV was going to be this one evening direct public offering show. We brought in a bunch of investment dollars, said, hey, let's just kind of make this more of something that's not in the industry. There's no news, there's no broadcast that deals with the alternative investments marketplace. And I was kind of using Twitter for that as much as I could. I mean, I know a lot of people go on my personal page, by the way, will be back up at stevemueller.com. It's being switched over from one provider to another. I think that'll be back up tomorrow. We're updating the videos and the pictures and the content that's at stevemueller.com. And I'll be doing a 2 or 3 time a week video blog. Now that all the cameras are set up for Global Crowd TV, it's a little bit easier for me to get in here and get in one of the booths and do the video blog, and our other investment bankers and other hosts of shows will be doing the same thing as well. So stevemueller.com will be back up here, I believe, tomorrow. I did some work on it, and I know I got some more stuff I have to do before the IT people put that back up. So, and that's kind of what's really going on. I mean, it's changed so much. It's just been one big dramatic change to now being able to do, you know, I think with the number of investment bankers we have now and that we're slated to hire over the course of the next couple year, next year, with the investment dollars we have and the marketing that we'll be able to do through all of our, I call them investment bankers, but at the end of the day, they're really here to put out a ton of information, from press releases to getting information to the registered investment advisors, to getting information to the institutional asset managers, to getting information to the private our private investors. We have three people who do nothing but our social media and marketing and advertising to bring in viewers and investors to Global Crowd TV. And I think what is great is when Global Crowd TV started growing in its concept to being this broadcast, this radio / web TV broadcast, you know, it started out being, you know, in theory a subscription business where, you know, viewers would pay a certain amount of dollars per month to be able to view content. And, you know, I fought back on that. And when the Regulation A thing kind of started, it's like, well, we got to charge the entrepreneurs a certain amount of money, you know, skin in the game type thing. And I fought back against that. Now that's gone away. There are no more upfront fees and there's no costs associated with the Regulation A. I want it to be a straight investment banking experience, and that's what it is. I fought back on the subscription for Global Crowd TV. And so our capital partner said, look, you know, I mean, that's a lot of exposure. Let's get other people involved. And we went out, we got more venture capital money. And now Global Crowd TV and its content is going to be subscription free. It's free for everybody. The less cost it is to any viewer, to any investor, the more people that will watch. And I believe that leads to more investments and, you know, more American companies being capitalized, more American jobs being created, and more and more, right? So all that's kind of happened is coming to fruition. So, I mean, for the days that maybe I sound a little preoccupied here, the days that maybe I don't even put up a radio broadcast, it's just because the traveling from L.A. to Northern California, working with our institutional investors and our couple private investors and, you know, pushing, you know, saying we need more money, we need to drop the cost, we need to have this no cost to the entrepreneur, no cost to the small business owner, no cost to the viewer, no cost to the investor, and jumping up and down and screaming on it. And, of course, they're about revenues. I'm like, the revenues are going to be there tenfold if you do it this way. It'll be there. Maybe it's not there the first month. Maybe it's not there month two, but months three, four, and five are going to be much more profitable down the road. So that's kind of, you know, if sometimes the show kind of lacks a little bit. It's just there's so much on my mind. And I have a vision for what Global Crowd TV, and it's now coming to fruition. It's becoming what I wanted it to be. I've pushed the envelope. I've stressed my marriage for Global Crowd TV. I've stressed my personal relationships with people to get it to where it is and where it's going. And now I'm happy with where it's starting to be. And that is, you know, for the investor, a simple website where they can go on, open an account, or the registered investment advisor, or the asset manager, go on, open an institutional account. Takes just like 3 minutes. They have their account. They can go on, look at the companies. They can listen to the video feeds that we have with those companies. Read the content on that company's page. They can review a investment prospectus. They can review the SEC filings. All of that stuff, any financial information that's there, all that stuff, and choose to make an investment. If they want to communicate more with the entrepreneur or the small business owner, they can do that. We have a system that's set up for that. They can, you know, do their communications, and they make an investment seamlessly online. They don't have to print anything, don't have to fax, don't have to email, no scanning. Once the subscription document is completed, which takes about a minute and a half, e-check online, and the investment's done. It's a very simplistic way to do an investment, and it only goes to benefit the entrepreneur, the small business owner, because they have a securities offering that's out there that's simplistic to invest in. It's not a whole to-do. It's not like, oh, I'll email you this PDF file, and it's cumbersome because they have to open it, scroll through it, and then if they want to make an investment, print this stuff, fax it in, and then, oh, you have to contact this third person over here who's going to make sure that you're a qualified enough investor. And I got to say, at least 50% of investments fall out at that point. Because I wouldn't want to sit here and, you know, here I am, I'm a business owner, and I have investments. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Sit here and fax all my you know, investment documents and all of my taxes. I mean, right there, I'm out. I don't want to go through the hassle. Yeah, I have them all saved as PDFs on my computer and stuff. I just don't want to go through the hassle. Call me lazy. Call me whatever. I just don't want to go through it. And let alone to have some some turd tell me that I'm either a qualified investor or I'm not a qualified investor, ask me questions about my tax documents, which probably they don't have the first clue about. I just don't want to go through the hassle. So it's hassle-free at Global Crowd TV because we're Regulation A securities offerings, and you don't have to go through that, people. If you want to make an investment, you make an investment, and that's the end of the day. There it is. It's the end. And so, once again, Global Crowd TV, it's just such a superior class of what's going to be out there. And you don't have to have a credit card to be a joint venture with us or any of that stuff. You do have to have a quality company, though. Don't get me wrong. This is not a for-hire service just because you want to have a joint venture with Global Crowd TV. You don't just necessarily get one. We're going to rip that business plan apart and make sure that it's solid. And if you don't conform to all of the requirements of having a direct public securities offering with Global Crowd TV, there's plenty of dirtbags out there to go out there and, you know, go post on a website somewhere. Go raise some money. Download a Reg D template. I don't know. You know, the sky's the limit to you. Just because you just don't have a home with Global Crowd TV doesn't mean it's the end of the world. You know, we don't come to agreements with everybody. In fact, some, you know, of the let's say of every 10 that we want to do, we'll probably move forward with 3 or 4 of them, just because, you know, you have to be able to, you know, personalities have to match, and you got to have a certain vision and all of that nice jazz. So anyway, so that's Global Crowd TV. I'm kind of excited about it. I think you've heard from a lot of the companies in the last 2 weeks, the first ones that are coming up. Digger's Barbecue, that's going to be a real fun one. I mean, you're talking about an established barbecue, American barbecue company that's going to be getting into the franchise business. It's not a startup company. They've been doing express barbecue now for 3 or 4 years. They're not new. They know the concept and they know their marketplace, and they're already profitable, and they have franchises already up and underway. So it's not new. It's a company on the grow. Another company that we have coming in, this is actually the first one, is a French Port LLC. Here's a company with, I forget how many patents they have for their French-style seamless garage doors. But they're already in Lowe's. And now they're in a growth stage, and they're looking to raise capital, and they're going to do it here on Global Crowd TV. In fact, their Regulation A will be available for investor view, I believe, early next week. And then followed by that is an interview that's coming up with Shutter Guardian, another amazing company with an amazing product that just is a space in a market that just seemed to be overlooked. And it's security for hurricane shutters. Hurricane shutters all throughout the eastern seaboard and through the southeast, Louisiana, Texas, Alabama. A lot of homes that are second homes or even just have hurricane shutters up because they shuttered the house to evacuate for a hurricane, a lot of them get stolen and taken to recycling centers for money. And a lot of times when those hurricane shutters get stolen, people don't know that. They're just twisted on. They're just twisted on with screws. Anyone can remove them. And then a lot of times when they get ripped off, you know, why stop at just ripping off the hurricane shutter? Go ahead and break into the house and steal its contents. Well, I mean, if you're going to get, don't take it the wrong way. If a criminal's going to get busted for burglarizing, you know, hurricane shutters, you might as well go the whole distance and break the window open and rip everything out of the house. You can't. I mean, burglar's burglar, I guess. So, you know, this company has a patented product that works with all types of hurricane shutters and secures them to the house where people can't rip them off. So, I mean, great concept, great product, and once again, it's already out in the marketplace being distributed and sold, so it's got history. It's just amazing the companies that we have coming in, and I've always said this too. I feel this feeling. If people, like one of my favorite TV series, and you've heard me say it before, the men, I think it's The Men Who Built America, and it's about, you know, Andrew Carnegie, Henry Rockefeller, Cornelius Vanderbilt. It was just this amazing, I think it was a 4 or 5 part documentary series. It was just amazing, and you watch how this country was built, like, by manufacturing and by entrepreneurship. And how, you know, if people don't know, like Standard Oil was so big, you know, built the Rockefellers, and Standard Oil, you know, when it got broke up, you know, it turned into a lot of the huge oil companies we still have here in the United States today. But here in, you know, in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, you know, a lot of manufacturing kind of went away. You know, I had a big dip here in, you know, the late 2000s, the early 2010. You know, a lot of Detroit today still, you know, obviously in the news, it's hurting with the loss of a lot of its manufacturing. I'm hoping that through, you know, what Global Crowd TV can do and other companies, hopefully, who imitate us or even find success with the Reg D's, I don't know, just bring that type of element back here to the United States, manufacturing, actually producing products, producing goods, narrow that trade deficit even further. I know it was, like you heard me talk about, it was really narrow here in November. Let's really narrow that trade deficit. Let's actually make products that just aren't distributed here to Americans, but also distributed on a global basis. And that's what I really love about Global Crowd TV is when we look at companies that produce products, goods, and services. It's not just energy companies providing energy to the United States. It's being done. But when we look at companies that make a product that give Americans jobs, put Americans back to work, and also, you know, is a product that, you know, is not just, you know, not just held in by geographical restrictions, you know, by borders. It can cross the borders. A great pilot, great product. Great product. I mean, LendingTree, once again, it would be considering a competing brand, even though RatePilot has aspects that go above and beyond what RatePilot offers their clients. It's not, RatePilot is not held by geographical locations. There, it's a borderless product. It's amazing. I can't believe that companies like LendingTree and Lower My Bills didn't come up with that concept. But, you know, I guess that it was just their marketing strategy, just to be, you know, a U.S. product service provider. So I don't know. Anyway, so that's what's really great about it. I'm just happy to be part of it, and it's gonna be just really great to you know, really take care of a certain investor class with just true transparency and ability to invest in alternative assets that they've never been able to invest in before, but do it on a very safe platform. And I'd say it's safer than investing in the stock market. I believe if everyone's read my blogs and read what I wrote before, the stock market's overly manipulated. You can't manipulate this. There's nothing to be manipulated here. There's nobody. You can't short stocks here and all of that other crap. It's a straight investment, and it's completely transparent. So once again, that's Global Crowd TV. I'm up for another break here. I'll be back to close the show here in about 5 minutes. Once again, I'm Steve Muir. I'm in the corner of Main Street and Wall Street. The website is Global Crowd TV. And starting tomorrow, you can read my blogs and my information again at stevemuehler.com. And that's stevemuehler.com. And I'll be right back.
So you wanna be a rock superstar and live large, big house, five cars, you're in charge, coming up in the world, don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder constantly. I remember the days when I was a young kid growing up, looking in the mirror, dreaming about blowing up the rock crowds, make money, chill with the honeys, sign autographs, and whatever the people want from me. It's funny how impossible dreams manifest in the games that be coming with it. Nevertheless, you got the goal for the gusto, but you don't know about the blood, sweat, and losing some of your peers and losing some of yourself through the years past gone by. Hopefully it don't manifest, but the wrong guy, egomaniac in the brainiac, don't know how to act. Beat 48 track studio gangsta max, sign the deal, thinks he's gonna make a meal but never will till he crosses over steel. Filling your head with fantasies, come with me, show the sacrifice it takes to make the cheese. You wanna be a rock superstar in the biz and take heat from people who don't know what it is. Stop the shit, was all fun and game, but the price of fame is high, and some can't pay the way. Feel trapped in what you rapping about. Tell me what happened when you lost clout. The route you took started collapsing. No fans, no fame, no respect, no change, no women, and everybody on your shoulder. You wanna be a pop superstar and live large, a big house, five cars, you're in charge, coming up in the world, don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder constantly. To be a pop superstar and live large, a big house, five cars, you're in charge, coming up in the world, don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder constantly.
People see rock star, you know what I'm saying, but you still trying to get out and work like everybody else, you know. It's a fun job, but it's still a job. There's gonna be another cat coming out looking like me, sounding like me next year. I know this. It'll be a flip side to what you did. Somebody else trying to spin off like some, you know, series.
You ever have big dreams? I'm making big cream. Big shot, heavy hitter on the make. And you wanna look trendy in the Bentley. Be a snob and never act friendly. You wanna have big fame? Let me explain what happens to these stars in their big brains. First they get played like all damn day. Long as you sell, everything will be okay. Then you get
smiling on a bullet. Think everything's fine in the big time. See me in my legs with the chrome ring shine. So you wanna roll far and live large. It ain't all that goes with being a rock star.
So you wanna be a rock superstar and live large. A big house and five cars to bring charge. Coming up in the world, don't trust nobody. Gotta look over your shoulder constantly to be a rock superstar and live large.
I'm chilling in the hotel room lonely, but I thank God I'm with my homies. But sometimes I wish I was back home, but only no radio or videos. Gonna show me no love, the phony. Gotta hit the boat solely, so the record gets pushed by Sony. I'm in the middle like Moni, and the press say that my own people disown me. And the best way back is to keep your head straight, never inflate the cranium. You're too worried about them honeys at the Palladium who just wanna cling on, swing on, and so on. Go on, fall off, the hoes roll on to the next rock superstar with no shame. Give them a year and they'll be right out the game, the same as the last one who came before him. Gained fame, started getting ignored. I warned him, assured him, this ain't easy. Take it from Weezy, sleazy people wanna be so cheesy. The f*** people.
So we're back here with the last portion of Steamy on the Corner of Main Street and Wall Street for January 28th, 2013. What, 2014? I'm a year behind. Anyway, so once again, Global Crowd TV here. You'll be able to watch me on Global Crowd TV live doing the radio show here starting on Thursday the 30th. And that'll be kind of exciting for everybody. I'm sure it'll be fun. We've got a great interviews coming up on Thursday. We're going to talk to Clyde from Shutter Guardian. He is the number two company on Global Crowd TV's direct public offering daily. And then on Friday, I believe we've got Solo Power Korea, which is a joint venture with Solo Power here in the United States. I believe we have the CEO from Solo Power here in the United States and the CEO of Solo Power Korea coming on. That's going to be a very exciting investment for those looking to do international energy investment. Solo Power Korea has got pre-sale / pre-orders / pre-service agreements that make the company profitable for just about years. So that'll be another one of the great safe investments. And we have another one, MT Center Songdo LLC. This is a high-rise investment opportunity in Songdo, Korea, which is just outside of the city of Seoul. Both those have preliminary information up at globalcrowdtv.com right now, and we'll be getting those interviews on Friday, and I believe we have Quibble Genomics that will be on Thursday's broadcast as well. So those are four companies that will be part of the Global Crowd TV's direct public offering daily, and that information will be available on Thursday and Friday, and tune in. Definitely listen to those interviews. They're very interesting companies, very interesting ventures, and things I think that both viewers and investors will be interested in hearing about and potentially taking a look at making an investment in. So big things once again. Check out globalcrowdtv.com. Just look at the broadcast schedule that we have coming up. Look at the show contents that we have. I think there's something in there for everybody, whether you're an institutional investor, whether you're an institutional advisor, whether you're a private investor, or you're somebody that works in the global in this whole crowdfunding / Regulation D market space. If you are, in fact, if you're, let's just say this, if you're a website out there that's doing Regulation D's, you got quality companies, look for doing a joint venture with Global Crowd TV. See if you can't make that a Regulation A and actually obtain some, you know, actually obtain some good funding for those projects. So once again, my name is Steve Mueller. I'm on the corner of Main Street and Wall Street. Check out my blog. It'll be back up tomorrow at stevemueller.com, stevemueller.com. If you're an entrepreneur that has a good quality company, whether you're early stage, startup, expansion stage, and you don't want to be just brutalized by all these other companies with upfront fees, costs, and all that stuff, definitely take a look at us at globalcrowdtv.com. And I'll be back on Thursday talking to you live on at globalcrowdtv.com. Make sure you check it out. Tune in at 10:30. No, 10 o'clock. We're early. 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. LA, 1 o'clock in New York. Steve Miller Car Main Street Wall Street live on starting on Thursday. And if you're late, don't worry, watch it on demand. So you'll be able to watch it every day. You'll be able to watch it at Global Crowd TV. You'll be able to watch it at stevemiller.com, and you'll be able to watch it at livestream.com as well. So once again, my name is Steve Miller. I'm in the corner of Main Street and Wall Street, and that is the show for today. And I'll be talking to you live on Thursday. Have a great day. Have a great day tomorrow, and I'll be talking to you on Thursday. Oh, actually, you know what? I've been wrong all day. I apologize. Someone just held up a note. Do you know that today is Wednesday? The show is live tomorrow. I am live on TV already tomorrow? That ain't right, is it? No, it's not. See, don't mess with me. Yeah, they're laughing right now, saying, I thought it was, they're telling me it was Wednesday. I about had heart failure. I'm like, when is that going to happen? They have to finish cleaning the set. So I am off tomorrow from the radio. I will be working at globalcrowdtv.com. You guys are terrible, man. Why would you do that on live radio? That's terrible. All right, that's okay. Most people probably don't listen to the end of the show anyway when I'm babbling on like this, so thank God for that. Anyway, so I'm off tomorrow. I'm off the radio, though. I'll be working at Global Crowd TV, and I will be back live on the air on Thursday. You'll be able to watch it live. And once again, check us out, globalcrowdtv.com, and check me out at stevemuehler.com, stevemuehler.com, starting tomorrow when the website's back up. Perfect. You guys have a great day. I'll be talking to you guys on Thursday.